On Scripps College Week, how do you combat confirmation bias and polarization? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Marzen, assistant professor of physics, has a suggestion.
Our nation is a democracy, but scarily, today, aspects of that democracy are in question. A large fraction of people in America believe that the last election was stolen. Many even believe that high-profile Democrats eat children in satanic rituals. At the very least, our nation is incredibly polarized. It turns out, perhaps unsurprisingly, that a key to helping a nation run is for the nation to come to a consensus on what is true based on all available information and then to decide, based on that understanding, on what to do. To understand when that occurs, we turn to a new model of opinion dynamics, the dynamics of beliefs about issues when information is shared. We newly explicitly modeled people's Bayesians with varying amounts of cognitive bias. The benefit to using a model is that you can see the effect of cognitive biases by removing them from the model, and, perhaps more importantly, that you can assess the effect of interventions before trying them in a laboratory experiment or in real social networks. We found that with no cognitive bias, Bayesians were able to come to a consensus, but that confirmation bias, the tendency to focus on evidence that agrees with your beliefs, led to polarization. To combat this, we asked what happened when people implemented an anti-confirmation bias, in which they paid attention primarily to evidence that disagreed with their belief. Rather than solving the problem, the anti-confirmation bias, plus an in-group bias, in which people paid more attention to information from people who had similar beliefs, led to transiently chaotic beliefs and opinion fluctuations that never settled down. We hope that models of this kind help policymakers figure out what kinds of interventions to implement in social media so that the wisdom of the crowd really is the wisdom of the crowd.
And that was Sarah Marzen of Scripps College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.